This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is interesting, okay? There's a real-life bat suit out there. It's called Superflex, and it includes a hidden exoskeleton to give a wearer superhuman strength. Okay, that's what the title of this article is from Daily Mail, and I love Daily Mail because they have some of the most interesting articles. And they say, a group of California-based researchers have developed this quote-unquote exosuit that gives soldiers and the aging population quote-unquote superhuman strength. It's called Superflex. It uses motion sensors, accelerometers, and gyroscopes to read the speed and angles of the owner's legs and adjust its movements accordingly. This is as part of DARPA's Warrior Web program. This technology is being used to prevent and reduce musculoskeletal injuries caused by dynamic events typically found in combat zones. The team behind this innovation spun out of SRI International last month, they said, and is still working to refine the prototype. They're right now seeking partners to start commercializing. And it has onboard sensory, this onboard sensory system learns your movements, which is used in turn to turn the power on at the precise moment it is needed. The current prototype is a soft suit that fits most body types. That's good because, you know, I really need a lot of, like, bra support. And so, you know, if this super suit is going to have me do some pretty fascinating jumps and everything, I just need to make sure it's, like, sports bra, you know, support material type of thing. All right, so it sends out a jolt of supporting power to the legs, arms, or torso when users need some extra help with a heavy load or for the elderly walking assistance. Okay, now let me see if we have any other information on it. They got something on the tushy. Hold on. Yeah, I wonder if the tushy helps deconstipate you because that's a problem with me. They say a walker is cost... And here we go. And now we have a pop-up. Why do we have a pop-up? Okay. They say a walker is cost-effective solution for those that have issues with mobility, but it completely disempowers, removes dignity and freedom, so people with a walker, right? Superflex's goal is to remove all of those areas that cause psychological type encumbrances and re-dignify the individual. By the way, I'm looking at the suit. It looks pretty cool. And they got a point here. Okay, you know, when you tell somebody, okay, here, use a walker, it's very embarrassing for them. Okay, that's not something they want to do. Yet, they wear one of these suits underneath their clothes. This is amazing technology.
One of these suits.
I know. I mean, and it's sexy, too. You know how good we look?
I'm totally going to be the next Batman. I mean, nothing. You didn't hear anything.
I know. You love Batman, huh?
Superheroes. Actually, I was thinking...
Yeah, don't reveal your identity, because then people know you.
Well, if anybody's interested, very obscure Japanese comic that started a lot of them is Guyver, which is about an alien suit, which this reminds me of a lot of. It came out before Batman started having the super suits.
I think Batman, I mean, Batman, if it wasn't for the suit, he'd be nothing.
I agree. And Guyver is way more advanced than what we're talking about. This is
and
like,
so is MacGyver.
Yeah.
Okay, MacGyver. So that was.
We need more MacGyver in everybody's life.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
I know, especially the bedroom. He is like so hot. I had the biggest crush on Richard Dean Anderson for the longest time. Yeah. Okay. So Guyver, MacGyver, we're good. Okay. So they say the technology was developed to help a senior with shaky hands maintain a steady grip or a soldier could wear the exosuit to conserve energy while carrying a heavy pack. Since the suit only kicks the power on when the wearer needs it, it has a much longer battery life. Oh, good, because my iPhone, it's ridiculous. They say for an elderly or general population with reduced mobility or injury or disease, this could restore mobility and independence and then increase quality of life. I am such a fan. This is cool. So, now, this is not the first exoskeleton, they said. Okay, there have been other variants, but this, it looks very comfortable. It looks like a soft skin, like a wetsuit. I'm learning how to scuba dive. And, you know, wetsuits are hard to get into, so I hope this would be easier to get into. Wetsuits are really hard to get into. But anyway, the Assist Suit AWN03 gives you the power to repeatedly pick up hefty items without straining your back. That blows my mind how it could do that. And the PLN01 Ninja helps you get over the roughest terrain and not break a sweat. And it helps, I guess, if it helps you lift extremely heavy objects, I think, wait, it costs $8,100 per suit. Okay, I so want this. This is so cool. I am blown away. I don't even know. I don't have that kind of money, but I just want to know.
We have advertising space. We could totally take in an ad for them, yes. As long as we get prototypes. I don't even care about pay. Just prototypes. So three maintenance for the first 5 years. We're good.
Yeah. I agree, because that's pretty wild. My kids would love this. By the way, everybody, I made up with the family, the kids, and my husband. They were like, you know, kind of just, you know, acting rude. And I had to give them a good talking to, because, you know, if they want their wives to stick around later, I need to teach my kids early on. You know, I think what it is, you know, they'll watch these superhero movies or whatever, like Iron Man. Iron Man's cocky. And so, you know, these kids, or Deadpool. Okay, yeah, the kids saw Deadpool. And I highly recommend you seeing that, but not with your kids, okay, because it's not a very kid-friendly movie. But it was hilarious. Ooh, it was funny. And, I mean, they're cocky. And so I think kids these days are learning how to be cocky and thinking that that's the way to be. And I don't know where the whole gallant Prince Charming thing is. I mean, remember in movies in the 50s and 60s, you know, you would be, you know, or even John Wayne, you'd be so gallant, and you'd be, I think it might have been Clint Eastwood, the first one to go, you know what, I'm going to be a little bit more roughneck, which to me was very, very sexy, a lot sexier than, see, I never wanted Prince Charming, you know, I want a MacGyver, but, yeah, so, anyway, we did good with that. We're going to go to your phone calls in a second, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As I walk along, I wonder
what went wrong. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let's go to some of the calls on the phone line. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, I agree with your comments about how rude men are. They behave in atrocious ways in and around the family, at home, and many times in public. We have lost our common sense as to how we should behave. We don't have to be terribly intelligent. We don't have to read fancy books or anything like that. We don't have to read self-help books. We just have to use our common sense. And you are absolutely correct. And whoever tells you you're wrong, I'm Chance Maxwell. I'm a therapist.
Chance.
And I agree with you 100%.
Oh, you are so awesome.
Right on.
I didn't want to say that, I mean, look, women can be rude too. I mean, in fact, this is why most of my friends in school were women, were guys instead of girls, because trust me, in the locker room, these women could be pretty brutal. But, the issue with my kids was, you know, when I saw them kind of, you know, have some chips on the shoulder, I figured, the whole gallant Prince Charming thing doesn't have to be lost. And I think there's a lot of things we still need to teach both our girls and our boys. See, I don't have daughters, so I don't really know what a lot of daughters are doing. I only know what the sons are doing, you know, because I could see my son and their friends, and I see how they talk, and I see how they, you know, like I told you guys, there was a commercial, a local commercial on in the movie theater. And I guess there was a person on there that went to the kid's school. And they recognized him. And rather than saying, oh, you know, what a jolly good fellow. And you know, good for him, you know, for being on TV. Instead, it's, oh, my gosh, what a blank. And, oh, he sucks. And you're like, wait a second. Why? And I'll do that. I'll stop the kids and go, okay, why does that person suck? First, what does that mean? Now, look, mind you, I grew up in the 80s, so we used, you know, a variety of similar terms. I mean, we'd say he's a maximum zoom dweeb, you know, goober, dork. For girls, we used the B word. And so, I mean, you know, we didn't use the term suck eggs, but we did use the, you know, the S word. So I'll ask them, like, okay, why does that person, you know, when my kids say that, why do they suck? Oh, because he just does. And I go, no. I mean, you know, he's in a commercial. Okay. Why, you know, I mean, what if you guys are in a commercial? You guys have been on TV with me many times. Do you want people saying that about you? Well, they won't. Why not? Well, because I don't suck. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. I really need to know the definition of what that means. Because if you are saying that this person who did absolutely nothing wrong, all he innocently did was guest star on his father's commercial, and you say he sucks, you need to give me a little bit more meat on what this is. And then that usually stops them. But that's kind of what you do. You know, a trick in parenting is oversaturation. Okay, have you guys ever used that? Okay. My parents oversaturated, but unfortunately I disagreed with how they oversaturated, okay? Rather than getting a swat on the butt, I mean, you got the belt. You got a whooping. And I think, you know, the one swat would have been fine, and they oversaturated my butt too much with that belt buckle. But that's neither here nor there. But oversaturation is, like, for example, my boys were giving each other, this was years ago, when they were younger, they were doing the middle finger. And I thought that was inappropriate. So I'm not going to hit them, and I'm not going to spank them. So what I did is I'm like, you really want attention to your middle finger. Yeah, I don't want him to miss it. I want him to see my middle finger, and I want him to know that I am giving him the finger, Mom. I go, okay, well, then let me help you. All right, advertise and promote this finger. Let me draw as much attention to your finger as possible. Well, I don't think I need the help, Mom, but why? What are you getting at? So what I did is I took the most sparkly nail polish I had, and I painted both their middle finger nails with it. And they were not allowed to take the nail polish off because they didn't know much about nail polish remover, and I had it hidden. And so I oversaturated the problem. You take the finger, you put glitter on it, you bedazzle it. I probably could have even glued on some little cute niblet thingies on there. And now they have a finger that they're not going to forget. You know, same thing. They'll, let's say, talk, you know, smack about something, or they'll use a term. Okay, so what you do is you tell them, all right, smart aleck. What does that term mean? Now describe it. Now, you know, define it. Write a paper. My kids hate that because I make them write a dissertation on whatever they used. So, like, let's say they use a cuss word. Okay, fine. I don't like that cuss word. I don't think that cuss word is appropriate for you to call another family member. You are now going to give me a 1,000-page report on that cuss word, and it cannot be funny. I want the origins. I want the Latin meaning. I want all the different ways you could say it in multiple different languages. I want criminal prosecutions based on using that word. Well, I can't find it. It's got to be in there. And so you oversaturate the problem, just like I'm oversaturating this topic right now on the segment. I could be talking about a whole other topic right now, but I don't want to. I want to oversaturate, you see? Supersaturation, if I remember correctly, supersaturation, that was really cool. That was when you were in class and you had these chemicals that were in liquid form. And then all of a sudden, you hit an amount of the chemical, and then the whole flask either coagulates or turns into a solid, like ice crystals. And so you hit a super saturation where all of a sudden it goes from liquid to solid because of the amount of chemical. And I remember that was the coolest experiment. I just wish I paid attention. I just thought it was so cool that I completely forgot what we were talking about. So that's that. All right. So, thank you, for your comment on that. All right. Let's, let me see here. Hold on a second. We have Jennifer here. Hi, doctor. I wanted to see if you could talk a little bit more about thyroid issues, about the one that makes you gain weight. Can you tell me a little bit about the symptoms and how this affects ovulation? Thank you for your time and hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you, Jennifer. I hope you have a wonderful day, too. All right, so thyroid. Remember, your thyroid is responsible for a whole variety of aspects to your body and to your health. Okay? So, for example, if you have, blood pressure issues, all right, we're going to look at your thyroid. If you have diabetes, we're going to look at your thyroid. Thyroid is a very important when it comes to your metabolism, when it comes to a whole bunch of different body functions. So you could survive without a thyroid only if we give you thyroid supplementation. That's the only way it'll work. You need your thyroid for so many aspects to your life and to your body. And so it's no shock that your reproductive system needs your thyroid also. You know, you have a very delicate balance when it comes to your hormones. Now, let me just recap, guys. So your thyroid is in the lower part of your neck. A lot of people think the thyroid is right under the chin. It actually sits on the front of the neck. Men that have an Adam's apple, it's right below the Adam's apple, okay? In front of the windpipe. And it has an isthmus, which is kind of the bridge, and then you got the two lobes. And it's very highly vascular, so it's kind of pinkish red, okay? It's got hormones. The main hormone is thyroxine, your T4. And it helps us with growth and development and body temperature and, you know, brain development and all sorts of function, okay? Now, various conditions that we will see with thyroid is you could have a goiter. And with this goiter, you end up having an enlargement of the thyroid tissue. Now, what I think happens is when you have low thyroid, your gland goes, hold the phone. We need to make more hormone. So the gland starts to grow. You having a goiter, a large thyroid, that's not going to kill you or hurt you. You know what I mean? If you don't have any nodules or cancer, et cetera. But the fact that it's big tells me you have an underlying thyroid problem. Even if your thyroid hormone is normal because you grew your gland so big to make enough hormone, it means you have an issue. There's thyroiditis where you could have a viral infection or inflammation of the thyroid. There's hypo. When we come back, I'll just quickly review thyroid and talk about how it affects ovulation and weight. Don't go away. We'll be right back with 877-DOCTELLY.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners, Jennifer, wanted me to talk a little bit more about thyroid and fertility, and so I wanted to quickly review with you guys what's going on with thyroid. And many times I'll be watching the news or television, you'll see somebody with an enlarged neck. We just kind of talked about goiters, where it's not so much a big neck, but it seems to be an enlargement underneath the Adam's apple, and in a woman, you know, more kind of near the base of the neck. And it's a fullness, and that could be a sign that you're having a thyroid issue. And I believe what makes a goiter is your body is trying to compensate for low thyroid. For some reason, your body isn't making thyroid hormone, so what ends up happening is your gland goes, wait a second, I need to increase the size, because if we only have X amount of surface area or volume making, you know, what we need, let's increase the volume and increase the size, okay? Now, goiters, like I said, don't hurt you. It's just, it's a sign that something's going on. Then you have thyroiditis, which is inflammation or a virus or an autoimmune disorder that could infectiously cause your thyroid to not function. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, we believe, is caused by inflammation that causes your thyroid to not function that well. And many times with Hashimoto's, you will see a goiter. Hyperthyroid is when you make too much thyroid hormone. It's excessive. And it's called Graves' disease, or sometimes you could have one little nodule on the thyroid that's hyperactive. Call those nodules hot. And those, you could have sweating. Sometimes your hair grows a little quicker. You lose weight, very anxious, have trouble sleeping. But unfortunately, you could have some pretty serious complications as your heart starts to race. You could have cardiac arrhythmias. You could have exophthalmos where the eyes seem to bulge out. And you have to actually have surgery to correct that. So we do not mess around with hyperthyroid. A lot of women are like, oh, well, don't change it because I'll gain weight. So let's let sleeping dogs lie. No, we don't let sleeping dogs lie when it comes to hyperthyroidism, because that could be pretty dangerous. So Graves' disease is an autoimmune condition where the thyroid is overstimulated, causing hyperthyroidism. So you'll have some people go, well, I have Graves, I have hyperthyroid. Graves is an autoimmune condition, whereas hyperthyroidism could be caused by other things. You could have hyperthyroidism because you are trying to lose weight and you decide to take one of your family members' thyroid medication to lose weight, and now you're in a hyperthyroid state. That has nothing to do with Graves' disease or an autoimmune. And what does autoimmune mean? It means when your body basically decides to fight itself. So your immune system decides to attack auto, yourself, like autobiography, auto, all right? No, your car will be fine. Guys, don't worry. The car's okay. Your car's will be fine. Okay, now thyroid cancer. If you notice, none of this seemed to relate. We didn't talk about thyroid cancer with any of this, because just because you have high thyroid or you have hyperthyroid or low thyroid doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. In fact, 99% of the people that I diagnosed with thyroid cancer, their thyroid hormone was normal at the time. The only reason why I diagnosed it is because I felt a nodule on their thyroid. So thyroid cancer many times will not make you feel anything. You won't notice it. It's a very slow-growing cancer, but it still could be deadly. So we do not mess around with thyroid cancer, even though it's rare and slow-growing and very easily treatable these days. We still don't mess around, because many people are like, well, you know, like prostate cancer, by the time it kills me, it's no, you don't want to mess around. And so many times we will remove that part of the thyroid, or we will remove the whole thyroid, and then we have to supplement you with medication. So now we move to the thyroid nodule. And for those of you that want some more information on thyroid, WebMD has a really nice dissertation on this. So when it comes to these thyroid nodules, a nodule means you have a little baby lump. And this little baby lump is most of the time benign. We don't really panic about thyroid nodules. We used to in medical school say, well, you know, if it gets to a certain size, then we're going to do something about it. And that size was about a centimeter. But let me tell you right now, I've found thyroid cancers in less than a centimeter many times. And so if I think it needs to be biopsied or it has a certain look to it, we're going to address it. So when people say, well, you know, my doctor said I had a 0.9 centimeter thyroid nodule, so not to worry because it's under a centimeter, what I would say is, well, re-ultrasound in 6 months. And if it's growing, you know, or if there's thyroid cancer in the family, or you've been exposed to radiation, or you're a little nervous about it because, like me, you know, when it comes to health, if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to me, then I would say get it biopsied. All right, or talk to your head and neck doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor about watching it or considering a biopsy. And that's just me. I've just picked up so many thyroid cancers that I just don't trust the sucker. All right, that's just me. All right. Now, there's something called thyroid storm. Thyroid storm is where you have so much thyroid hormone from having hyperthyroid that it could be deadly. And so with that, what we do is we don't want you having surgery. You know, some of you guys will be on your way to surgery and your thyroid is really high. We want to make sure you're not in thyroid storm, we call that. And it could be pretty dangerous. And that's when your hyperthyroid, when I did ER, we had one person in thyroid storm. And it's not pretty. You know, they could have a heart attack. They could go into a serious arrhythmia, so we don't mess around. Okay, so when you get your, when you're having issues with your thyroid, what do they do? Okay, well, I love an ultrasound. I don't think any of you who take thyroid medication should not have an ultrasound. Somebody should look at the gland. Okay, I can't stand it when you're being evaluated for liver or gallbladder and nobody orders an ultrasound, which is cheap. Okay, if I'm giving you medication for an organ, I would like to look at the organ. Same thing with diabetes and pancreas. Am I the only one who thinks we should every now and then ultrasound or scan a pancreas if you have diabetes? You obviously have something wrong with your pancreas if you have diabetes. Why aren't we keeping an eye on it? And there's a very, very, very rare tie to pancreatic cancer. So I think the pancreas should be looked at. That's just me. You guys take antacids. If you're going to be taking antacids, shouldn't somebody look at the stomach and look at the intestine? You know? You're taking suppositories or enemas. Shouldn't somebody look at the colon? So rule of thumb is you should always have imaged the organ that's being treated. You're having dementia. Shouldn't somebody check the brain? That kind of thing. You have an ovulatory cycle. You're having fertility issues. You should get an ultrasound of the ovaries. So they don't have to be expensive tests. They'll also do antibody tests in autoimmune thyroid disease. When your body decides to attack your own thyroid, there's anti-TPO, thyroid peroxidase antibodies. Those could be picked up. Thyroid scans are many times done. It's a little radioactive iodine that's given orally, and then they check images of the thyroid, and if you have certain nodules that are hot or cold, they'll light up or not light up, respectively. There's biopsies, but the big test you guys see is the thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH. This TSH is from the brain. It's secreted from the brain, and if it's high, it means your thyroid levels are low. Okay, because that means the brain has to scream at your thyroid to work. So many times you're like, I don't get it. My levels were high, yet the doctor said my thyroid was low. Your TSH level was high. It's an inverse proportion. It comes from the brain. It means the brain has to scream at the thyroid to work. Whereas a low TSH means, whoa, we got too much thyroid. His thyroid level's too high. I'm going to lower the signal from the brain. All right, you got your T3, T4 hormones, you got your thyroglobulins, which is substance secreted by the thyroid that's kind of used as a marker. We watch thyroglobulin when it comes to cancer, etc. Then there's other imaging tests. So, if you're having fertility issues, what could be happening? Well, many times with thyroid, it affects the other hormones. So, it could shorten your menstrual cycle. It may not let your egg implant. You could have high prolactin levels. If you have elevated levels of thyroid-releasing hormone, okay, that also comes from the hypothalamus and the parts of the brain, and low levels of T4, we may also see high prolactin. So when you're having pituitary issues, we like to check all your hormones. And so many of the hormones are related. So it's which came first. Will the thyroid cause the prolactin level, or do you have hormone issues? So not only is your thyroid off, but your prolactin could be off. Which is why if you have poor ovulation issues, not only do you need your estrogen checked and your progesterone checked and your thyroid checked and your testosterone, but I also check prolactin. Because absolutely, they all could be related and they all could affect you. All right, guys, don't go away. Wow, you learned something. Dang, I taught you guys something. Okay, don't go away. Let's get some minutia in here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Martian movie, right, Matt Damon's movie has been on cable. I know, because I don't really like spending money on movies. Even though I did see the Martian movie in theaters, I thought it was a very good movie, very well done. But when you finish seeing that movie, you have absolutely no desire to want to go to Mars. Well, I think the average person has no desire. I'm wrong, because remember, there's going to be a human colony on Mars by the year 2027. Mars One is aiming to create this permanent human colony. It had a list of 200,000 candidates, and they are narrowing it down to just 100 people. So, 100 remaining candidates, okay, now, I guess I have to have one more trip of intense testing. And then I guess these tests will then cut down, I think, the number down to 40 and then 24. I thought they wanted more than that. Maybe they're going to stop at 40. So the Dutch firm Mars One wants 4 astronauts to land on Mars every 2 years in the mid-2020s. That's going to steadily increase the settlement size. My guess is boy, girl, just because they want to colonize. Today they revealed 100 candidates on the shortlist to establish a human colony on the planet Mars. And they are to undergo tests as part of a new phase of the selection process to cut them down to 40. Okay, now wait a second. What year is it? It's 2016. So that's 11 years from now. So what is the reproductive age of the shortlist candidates now? Because remember, who you want to colonize, you're going to want them to procreate. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but they need to, you know, keep that in mind. So right now I'm in my 40s. So if I decided to do this, I would be well into my 50s. I don't think I'm going to be making any more babies. I don't think I'm going to be making any more babies now. So around 200,000 people from 140 countries initially signed up for the Mars One project. This is to be partially funded by a TV reality show about the endeavor. I'd watch it. Honestly, people that want to live on Mars, I mean, I got to admit, their business model isn't too far off, because I think people are going to want to see this. The problem is what if the network cans the show? If the network cans the show, not a very solid business model, because that's where they're hoping to get the money. But I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to watch Who Wants to Go on Mars, because it's different. I mean, a lot different than, you know, what's on reality TV now. So makes a lot of sense to me. All right. So what do we got here? They say after a 5-day third phase of tests, they are going to trim the 40 down to 24, who will eventually be chosen for the one-way trip scheduled to start in 2026. Mars One said the latest tests, 90% of which are those used by NASA, will be done in teams. I wonder what the other 10% are used. You know, military,
Would it be SpaceX, the Elon Musk company?
No, I think they're making them up. I think they're making some of these tests up. That's what I think.
I was going to say SpaceX may actually have funding for real testing. But, I mean, other than that, I know they might be working with, I can't remember. Anyway, I just threw the name out there.
No, good. See, what I'm thinking is what they're going to do is say, all right, everybody, I need you to double dutch. You know, jump rope. And you're going to be like, wait, you got to know how to double dutch. So I'm thinking, because remember, this is reality TV. So they may say, they may want to make up some of their own tests. All right, guys, we're going to have a hot dog eating competition. Why hot dog eating competition? Because it's reality TV. So I don't know. That's my guess. Anyway. This is going to be the first time all candidates are going to meet in person and demonstrate their capabilities as a team. They say in this round, the candidates will play an active role in decision-making group formation. Mars One has asked the candidates to group themselves into teams with the people they believe they could work well with. As they will not be returning back to Earth, those selected must be capable of living in small groups, finding water, producing oxygen, and growing their own food. Now, remember, botanist Mark Watley on the Martian movie, he used the poop from his fellow astronauts that left him for dead because they thought he died. So he used their poop, and then he had to poop his own. I don't know if Mars is already going to have a bunch of poop ready for them, or they're going to have to bring up their own poop. Unlike NASA's plans to go to Mars, these astronauts will only be offered a one-way ticket, and they will need to survive by any means possible. I have absolutely no desire to do this. no desire to go out into space, no desire to live on Mars. The Martian movie was 2 hours enough of Mars for me. In a recent video, the company asked some of the mission hopefuls to discuss how willing they would be to become cannibals in order to survive. They said, if you were running low on food, would you consider eating on one of your fellow Marstronauts? Sue Ann from Los Angeles said, no, that would be like, would you consider eating your mom or dad if you were in a famine? Oh, she said mom, so she must be British. But she's from L.A. I don't know. She goes, no, we'd have to work together to figure it out. Okay, guys, you're going to be on Mars. There's no zebra. There's no chocolate plants there already ready to go for you to get chocolate. There's no Slurpee. You guys are going to get hungry. Now, they said, unless the person died of natural causes, I don't know, that would be weird. So they may eat their dead, fallen comrades. Pietro from Trieste in Italy said humans have a complex relationship with death. Personally, without any hope of supply, knowing that we will die of starvation anyway, I prefer to leave my fellows in peace. Nuh-uh, when you're hungry, you're going to eat yourself. I mean, you have no idea what you do when you starve. Mido from Cairo says he is going to be a vegetarian on Mars. So he says the curious part for him is, I wonder what people would taste like. I'm going to be tempted, but no. All right, so you know what? Some of these people do look young enough to still make babies. Huh. The landing systems, here we go. The landing systems will be tested 8 times before they use to transport humans, a move that Mars once said will make the trips much safer than moon missions. They plan to have a human settlement on Mars by 2027. See, here's the thing. I would need my kitty cats. I would not leave without my dog. See, I think the dog, God forbid, would be dead by then because the dog's already kind of old. But I would definitely need my kitty cats, like Shakeaboo, because it helped me survive. They wouldn't run. They wouldn't run out there because they saw the Martian movie, too. So they know that they're going to freeze to death at night if they do. Journey time to Mars is 40 million miles away, so many of them are going to bring their iPads, and it could take 200 days to get there. Okay, my guess is many of these people will not even be able to survive 10 days. You know how grumpy we get flying to New York on JetBlue? I mean, thank God JetBlue has TVs, but after 5 hours, I'm done. I'm like, okay, I need to, like, stretch my legs, so I don't know how that's going to happen. Earlier this year, the Mars One project whittled down a short list of 200,000 candidates of 50 men and women. The chosen 100 could come from U.S., 33 from U.S., 31 from Europe, 16 from Asia, 7 from Africa, and 7 from Australia. So, let me see. Some people are... Oh, I'm taking a look at the spaceship. It's kind of nice. So the habitat, there's like a TV. I don't understand that. The habitats on Mars are going to have televisions. Do they really think we're going to be able to watch TV shows? I mean, I could understand...
You could totally send a streaming service up there, but you're going to have to tell it what you're going to want to stream, and the buffer rate's going to be like 2 days. Otherwise, I think they're just sending them up there with, like... Oh, what DVDs? Was it? They had that movie, The Moon, where they had that guy who kept getting cloned on the moon. He was part of some mining operation. And they just sent him up there with, like, a bunch of reruns of like, really old, like, I Love Lucy stuff. So maybe that's what will happen. I mean, I highly doubt that you're going to be working all the time, and during your downtime, you're not going to want to read the same 2 books.
Yeah, I don't even like to read. That would be so boring to me. Yeah, I don't know. But you know what? You guys can go for it if you want. Not me. We'll tell you later about who these people are. Very interesting groups. They just don't look young enough to conceive. I don't know what's going on here. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.